This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Thank you for joining us once again here on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we're going to chat some nutrition, my favorite of the four disciplines when it comes to triathlon. And I think favorite just because I love eating. And I think a lot of triathletes get involved in the sport of triathlon just so that they can eat. But we're chatting to Ben Rudson today. And if you haven't heard Ben's story, pretty cool story as well. Head back a few weeks and go check it out. Definitely well worth listening to. And we're going to delve into his nutrition strategy when it comes to Ironman a little bit later on in today's podcast. But another massive thank you to each and every one of our patrons for helping keeping the podcast alive. Obviously, a lot of time and resources go into this podcast, and I love doing it. I love getting feedback. The feedback's been amazing. But obviously, there are sort of time and cost resources that do go into it. And if you wouldn't mind just spreading some love and opening your wallet, you don't need to pledge a lot. Literally, from a dollar really makes a difference. And just to give you a bit of perspective, if every single one of the listeners to this podcast every single day literally donate $1, I can give up my full-time job and do this for a living. That's literally sort of the audience that we've managed to build. I don't expect everyone to do it, but if you have got some value out of this podcast, it would really help a long way. And don't get me wrong, I would love to pack in my gig, my full-time gig, and do this for a living and be able to create more content here on the Kona Edge just for you to help you become a better triathlete. So if you wouldn't mind doing it, I'd really appreciate it. It's thekonaedge.com/support. Also got three kids that I need to pay school fees, just so you know. Just saying. Anyway, before we get into today's episode, let's take a look at our coach's corner. It's time for the coach's corner, and today's coach in the spotlight is Lindsay Parry with a passion for high performance sport. Lindsay's one of South Africa's most widely recognized coaches, the high performance coach for Triathlon South Africa for many years, leading the team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, where Team South Africa won the bronze in 2016. Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races, including the silver medal at the Edinburgh Commonwealth Games and the past two ladies winners of the Comrades Marathon in South Africa. Lindsay has a unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating and inspiring others to do the same. Lindsay's one-on-one coaching services are massively in demand, and if you'd like to find out more about Coach Parry, the website to get to is coachparry.com, or you can get over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. All the details are there. If you're a coach and you'd like to get featured here in the Coach's Corner, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. The details are there. Let's talk some nutrition now, and we head back to Canada to catch up with Benjamin Rudson. Benjamin, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Benjamin, funnily enough, we haven't spoken much about nutrition, and it's a lot of people swear that it's the fourth discipline and maybe the most important out of the four. Where would you rate nutrition in the greater scheme of things in your mind when it comes to triathlon?
Yeah, nutrition's huge. I mean, there's kind of that running joke out there that Ironman's more of a science experiment than a physical challenge, in that it's really the survivors and the people who do well is more who got their nutrition right and who versus who didn't. So definitely dialing in a proper nutrition plan, both in and out of competition, is extremely pivotal if you want to find success and make it to the Big Island.
What's been the biggest nutrition mistake that you've made in your career, and what have you learned from it?
So I think the biggest nutrition mistake I've made is actually, it might be kind of a funny one for listeners, but it's actually focusing too much on racing weight. You know, getting caught up in out of competition nutrition and trying to, you know, cut down weight and get nice and slim and sleek. You know, I end up finding that to be a negative experience overall, and I end up starving myself for the calories I need while I train.
I think that is something that's so overlooked that a lot of people fall into that trap as well, without a doubt. Benjamin, then as far as your sort of strategy, how do you approach general training week to week? What's your sort of philosophy when it comes to nutrition every day?
Sure. So kind of day in, day out, you know, being a university student, it can be a bit of a challenge. You know, I don't have a ton of time or the money to really eat properly all the time. So I think the big thing for me is if I can only do one thing right in a day, it's going to be making sure I get the calories in. And, you know, as great as it is to eat nice and healthy every single day, some days that's just not possible. And for me, I prioritize getting my calories in, you know, even if that means eating a pizza or, you know, burger and fries and stuff like that, versus starving myself in favor of eating a bit healthier. Because when you're putting in the high volume you require for Ironman racing, you really have to be fresh every day, and you have to have that caloric intake in order to sustain yourself week after week.
And then from a race perspective, how do you approach race day or race week as far as nutrition goes? Do you do anything different, or is it pretty much of the same?
Yeah, I have kind of a fun pre-race routine. So about a week out, you know, is when I start kind of dialing into nutrition a bit. I actually tend to up my sodium intake a little bit to make sure I can fill up the sodium reserves for race day, especially if it's going to be hot out, especially in light of my experience in the Ottawa Marathon where I went unconscious. It ended up being hyponatremia, which is lack of blood sodium. So I definitely place a premium on salt intake both prior to race and during racing. Aside from that, you know, I'll tend to actually cut out fiber from my diet a couple days before. I won't go into the specifics on why I do that, but I'm hopefully the listeners you can make some inferences. I think we've all been there. We all have our story. But, you know, I tend to cut out fiber about 2 days before race day, be it like, you know, brown breads, whole grains, vegetables too. And so basically, you know, it's pretty funny because the day before a race, you know, I eat like a five-year-old child's dream. You know, I'm eating, you know, white pasta with like a white or red sauce, you know, with chicken that I overcooked to make sure I'm not going to accidentally get a bit of bacteria in there. So it's pretty bland, pretty white. But, you know, it gets the job done. It's not the most appetizing. Maybe when I was five, I would have really enjoyed it, not having to eat all the vegetables, but definitely I crave vegetables now. And it's not the most fun part of the time, but yeah, just making sure you get those calories in, making sure you set up your body properly so when it comes to race day, you have all the appropriate stores to have a great race.
Tell me about your race day. What's your strategy on the day itself?
Yeah, so I'm really fortunate enough to work with a company up here in Canada that kind of custom makes my nutrition for me. So I actually drink strictly liquid while I'm out racing, and I have a nutrition like supplier who custom makes everything for me. So basically how it works is I put in my what I'm racing and all my kind of body metrics, and they produce a product that serves all my needs on race day. So of course, you know, you want to make sure you experiment with that in training and, you know, practice proper nutrition and training to ensure that you're going to have success on race day. But it's been really valuable. So I actually don't really consume anything solid on race day. I'll drink about a bottle of this stuff an hour. And I'll also consume, I actually am a big fan of late in a race having a bit of Coca-Cola or flat Pepsi on the race. It's kind of my nice little treat when I'm on the run suffering to get that nice little drink of Coke and that, you know, sugar nectar when you're out out on the course. So, you know, that's part of the mind games too. But yeah, I'm really fortunate enough to have a really dialed in nutrition right now, and I hope to keep building and building on my experience going forward.
Well, brilliant. Benjamin, thank you so much for your time on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to following your progress and see how you go, and particularly on the shorter stuff. I'm keen to see how fast you can go. Thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutritionseminar.